It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Back from the Capitol is our embedded D.C. reporter, Elliot Shore Parks.
What up?
Hey, how you doing, Elliot?
What up, E?
Tuesday's
interesting day yesterday.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
You know, just a quick note. I saw you scrambling around for headphones. You're on the air enough.
I know. I was waiting for you to say this.
You need
literally,
your own...
as I was plugging the other ones in, I knew you were going to say this.
You just... Real radio hosts have their own headphones.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Just get yourself a pair of headphones.
Okay.
You're not going to do it, though.
Well, honestly, I have my eye on a pair of nice headphones for the gym, but maybe I can justify the purchase for here.
Get some, because you're a hair guy.
I am a hair guy.
You got to get the in-ear ones, like
See,
Ike and I
you
wear.
Guys do that, and I respect it, but for me, I feel like I need to have these in. But maybe once I did that, I would realize it's not that different.
Yeah. This is the first time I ever did it. I kind of like it.
You like it? Yeah.
I kind of like it.
I feel like you are like a... over the head guy.
So looking, I was.
Nice haircut, by the way.
Thank you very much. Well,
I'm sure
always
the
wearing the hat.
Agree.
Well, yeah. Yes. Oh, come on. Yeah, I thought about it. As soon as we went on the air, I was like, oh, I'm not wearing
comments,
a hat. Not
yeah.
wearing a hat today.
As if
here
this
we
guy
go.
Could get uglier.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. Yep, I'm sure.
Ooh, boy.
Yep, Jack could tell you. So looking back on yesterday, it's quite an experience for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you must look back and say, wow, I covered an event at the White House.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of thoughts on it. The first I would say is, I just think... it's cool to have been there. And also, when the Eagles win their next Super Bowl, like it'll have been cool to gone through this so I can know what to expect the next time and all that. So I think it's a good experience. I also think yesterday ended up being like a win for everybody. Like if you didn't want them to go, guess what? Most of the roster didn't go. If you wanted them to go, they went. Like the team was there, Lurie and all that. And if you don't care the way and like you don't want the whole political thing, then you got to remember they won the Super Bowl. Like I think... for all of it that it could have been yesterday, I think it probably was the best possible outcome for how it could have gone.
I agree. Because if one or two of them hadn't gone, it would have been a whole thing.
Right.
But the fact that, like, everybody got what they wanted out of it, and we can just move on, and we have the pictures, we have the video, we have funny moments. You know, him bringing up Big Dom and calling him Dominic is funny, you know, is whatever.
Yeah.
It's over. I'm glad that it went the way that it did.
Yeah, I mean, and also, like, there's only one more thing for this team. It's the ring ceremony, and that's it. Like, then it's officially on to next year.
Do we know when that is?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they probably do. They haven't told us. We haven't even seen the ring. Haven't even seen the rings yet.
Oh, no, yeah. It usually debuts on social media when the rings are finished.
Do you think they'll put...
They may not do it until...
No, they don't do it until it's revealed.
Yeah, until they give them out that night.
Because I think the players, like, it's the first time
they see
It's the
first time
they
get to see what they look like.
Do you think they'll put both Lombardis on there?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but not all the players won both Lombardis. Okay. Okay, I'm just saying. Not all players won both Lombardis.
Don't start this, man. Oh, God, you made me explain this.
All right.
Every team does this.
So the Patriots put six on there?
Yes.
See, I don't like that, though. Because
that's fine you don't like it, but I'm just saying the Eagles aren't. They're doing what every team
does.
Right. Because it's a representation of the organization. So if you happen to be on a team that won the fifth Super Bowl overall with the organization, to distinguish your ring from the other teams that won Super Bowls, yours have five on it.
But wouldn't the year do that? Like, I get your point. You were right that it's the fifth ring they've won. That is a good point. But I'm just saying, like...
That's a good point, Ike.
It is a good point.
I like that he threw that in there.
Ike just gave me a look that he's never given me before.
Well, I'm just like, did that.
It was total exasperation.
I think it was a good point, but there's the other way that you can show the uniqueness of the ring compared to others is... well,
The year is on there.
The year, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's on there.
Right, so
but let me ask you this. Let me just ask you this.
And then we can get to the top.
Well, you just really won't argue anything.
Just from an aesthetic.
Well, because I think it's a little ridiculous they're bringing both trophies everywhere. Like, it's celebrating one team. Like,
But celebrate the organization.
But you're celebrating the organization.
But no. But they're celebrating the Super Bowl win. They are. They're celebrating the Super Bowl win. Like, look, it's cool they've won two Super Bowls, obviously. But, like, we would make fun of the Cowboys if they brought, like, four trophies, however many they have, everywhere they won. Like, if they win another Super Bowl and they brought all the trophies everywhere, we'd be like, oh, well, those are, you know, like, I think let the one stand on its own a little bit.
I hear that. But since it's only two, it's okay. I would agree. I don't need to see five Super Bowl trophies at the White House.
Right.
But I don't know if Kansas City brought all of their Super Bowl trophies with them. I don't know that.
Maybe we'll find out. Apparently they might go. So.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you need another team to win who has multiple championships. Yeah. to show it. You don't have to worry about the Cowboys ever doing that.
There you go.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, there was a Dallas Sucks chant at the
which is also pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So we were talking about this before the show. Were there family members there? Were any of the players allowed to bring family members?
It's hard for me to say because I don't know what all their family members look like. But it did seem like there was a section.
You would know what the wives or significant others look like that are players' wives.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll say
they don't look like the coaches' wives.
Yeah, it was a lot of coaches. I'll say that. I mean, you know, you look
at
the
Bill Belichick's girlfriend.
That seems like that's a whole problem.
Yeah, a whole other thing. Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the pictures from yesterday, like in the moment when they first walked out, I thought there was like maybe, you know, 20 or so players or 30. Like it looked like there was a decent showing. It was really mostly coaches up there. When you look at it, I think there ended up being 32 players of a possible like 80 something. So, I mean, almost less than a fourth. That's not right. Like less than a third. No. When? Yeah.
It's less than a half.
It's more than a third.
Yes. It's roughly more than a third. Yes, well, I'm trying to diminish it.
Yeah. It's definitely more than a third. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And only 8 of 22 starters, I think, were there.
Okay.
Now that was surprising.
So,
five was the offensive line and
it was offensive line, Saquon, and then Cooper and Blankenship.
There definitely were some funny social media moments.
Eli Ricks was there.
Eli Ricks tweeted.
I didn't see this until after, by the way. Guys said on the air yesterday, Eli really had fun. I was like, I guess. I know what you were talking about.
Eli Ricks' first tweet, Donald Trump daughter is beautiful, man, and then beautiful damn. And then following it up with, by the way, she is married. After seeing her in person, Ivanka is exactly my type. That is a bold tweet, my friend.
Here's the funniest thing. Like, I haven't looked at the timestamp, but based off the fact you guys knew.
And it was while they were there.
Yeah, they're in the White House. Yeah. Like, if I was Eli, I might have waited till I'm, you know,
I would have waited
outside the grounds to maybe tweet that out. Yeah.
He was excited, though.
He
took a picture of him right next to the bloody picture. And then there was Mekhi Becton. Came fully decked out with his giant big ticket chain
in
as
the White
well.
House. Yeah. I think him and Britton Covey were the only former players that showed
up. Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
No, and soon to be Dallas Goedert, maybe. And then you didn't get to ask any questions, so you didn't get to ask your tush push question. But
Neither did Tim.
He did. Yes, Tim did not either. But Trump did comment on the tush push.
Awesome.
Wow.
Here's what he said.
The Eagles scored a touchdown on their signature play, the tush push. You know what that is? Or is some, I hope they keep that play, Coach. I don't know. But, you know, they're
definitely playing to this crowd.
Getting rid of that play, I understand. They should keep it. What do you think, Saquon?
There you go. So,
how long did he have to study all this before going out there?
Well, there's no way he. I mean, that's why I'm laughing about it.
Yeah.
He has no idea what the hell a tush push is.
Yeah.
Right. Although he did have a section in there about Jalen.
Yes. Yeah, it was very complimentary.
Yeah. Well, no, it was. But like when he talked about different players, you know, it was like, oh, and Saquon Barkley, and here he is. I think he was very aware prior that Jalen was not there. Like, he didn't turn around and look for Jalen,
right,
is what I'm
right.
saying.
Oh, yeah, because he's asking, where's the quarterback?
Right.
They probably told him. I wonder if in his notes he knew that.
Well, he saw the game.
Yes.
Wasn't he at the game?
He was at the game, yeah.
He was at the game.
He mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah, he knows what Jalen looks like.
Actually, because...
Well, they were behind him, though.
No, I know. I'm saying that he knows that he's not there.
Right.
At the Super Bowl... On my way into the thing, I went in the wrong door, and the Secret Service was like, you need to leave immediately. And
oh,
I had to turn
really?
Around. Yeah.
Oh, would have been so cool if they threw you on the ground.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Who the hell are you?
I'm in jail at the Super Bowl doing the pod. Like,
Well, I don't think you'd be doing the pod if you were in jail.
Yeah, no, you're right. I wouldn't check. You're right. Yeah.
It would have been you stepping in. It sounds like you got tush pushed out of the way by the Secret Service.
Hey, yeah.
You would have been on the celebration pod. Like, Jalen actually wasn't that good.
Yeah, that's not true, Elliot. I did one post-game of the little Go Birds podcast. Didn't mention Jalen once the last 2 minutes and said he was fine.
Yeah, that's right. The Ravens win.
Who could forget?
All right. Well, there it goes. It wraps up. The Eagles do their White House visit. Good job, Elliot.
Thank you.
Nice shot in the... What is that called? What is that? What's the, were you in a Rose Garden?
Yeah, the pitcher online?
Yeah,
I crushed that.
Yeah, nice suit too.
Thank you,
Nice.
I don't normally take good photos, so I was very happy with that one.
Well,
Thank you.
You didn't take it. Somebody else took it.
No, I meant like my eyes are closed or whatever, so I was happy.
Well, you had glasses on.
That's why I wear them.
Who took the photo?
Zach Berman of PHLY.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no wonder it was looking up.
Oh, my God.
Got him! Got him!
Come on.
I love Zach. That was just right there.
That's why nobody likes us right now.
Yeah, this is like, I'm not going to be allowed in the media how soon is it, you guys.
Well, I don't care if the beat writers like us.
I care a little bit.
Well, you know what? The difference between you and them is that you make news and they report what they're told.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. This is me saying it, not you.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, I wouldn't be mean to them if they weren't mean to us.
That's a good point.
They started.
How do you defend us when you're out there? Trust
me, I defend WIP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know you get all of it. You and your guys over there.
Yeah.
WIP.
Yeah. Exactly. This would be a great WIP topic. Interesting.
Shut up.
Yeah. How about this? Every time you tweet, I'm talking to you, the beat writer. Every time you tweet, so and so said on the radio station or something. Out of here. Yeah. Out of here. 94.1 WIP. Don't add us.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have to write this article to the radio. Blah, 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 blah.
All right.
Yep. Out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Anyway, it was a nice photo of me, wasn't it?
Yeah. Moving on.
You can check it out on Instagram at Elliot Shore Parks.
All right. So we
toss it a like.
We all right. Enough.
I mean, it's up over 700.
So, all right. Enough. We were just talking about Dallas Goedert.
Yes.
So. You reported early on, this isn't a gotcha thing. You reported early on they were looking to trade him. Clearly they were looking to trade him. They went in the draft clearly looking to trade him. I was very skeptical that they were going to be able to get anything from him. They end up not getting anything for him. And one of the teams that you had mentioned previously, the Colts, drafted a tight end. Yeah. They don't seem interested right now. I guess my question now, and we're just looking at the cap thing, is his cap number on the team is 11.5. His cap number, if they cut him before June 1st, is 21. His cap number, if they cut him after June 1st, is 9.5. It does not seem as if there is any gain to not having Dallas Goedert on the team at this point.
Right.
So now they tried, and the other thing that we had mentioned is that if they had wanted to cut him early in free agency and designate him as a post-June 1st cut, at least he has a chance to go make money. Mm-hmm. There's no chance for him to go make money
now. Two things on that. One, I think both sides are probably a little surprised at the, I don't want to say lack of interest, but like the fact that, I mean, you saw the report, the Eagles are willing to take picks, and well, now we're after the draft, but at the time in next year's draft. Everyone in the league knows Dallas is available. It's not like it's a secret. And I think at this point, the Eagles would probably take whatever they could get, like a fifth round pick for him that, you know, would have contingencies. So I think there's two things at play here as to why he's not traded. One, I understand looking at the cap number, but I think this isn't about the cap number. This is about the cash. This is another cash thing. So I think Dallas, I believe, if he plays out this year, has $14 million in non-guaranteed cash coming his way. Now, obviously, if he's on the Eagles roster, he's going to make that money. Like, they're not going to cut him in week four. So in some ways, it's guaranteed, but it's not fully guaranteed. Now, this ties back to, like, the Chauncey trade, right? Like, when they traded Chauncey, it was, well, they did this because they save a lot of cash. Like, they're saving cash as opposed to cap space. With Goddard, it's not about the cap number. It's about the cash. So why is he not traded? I think because teams don't want to pay him probably what he's looking for. And so now, like, after, I mean, almost months of this, right? Like, I guess 2 months, however, like,
He's not going to get traded.
He might, but because what could happen now is the draft just happened. So a team could sit there and go, okay, we wanted to draft a tight end. We didn't get a tight end. Let's reconvene and talk about what we can do at this position. OTAs are happening. Teams could have OTAs and after, you know, 2 weeks on the field of work being like, yeah, our tight ends aren't good enough. So I think he still could get traded, but the door that's starting to creep open is would he stay here at $5 million or $4 million. Like,
but what is his... Okay, so his motivation in that case would be, even if he gets cut, he's not guaranteed that money, whether it's on the cap or not.
That's my understanding of
it,
correct.
All right, so he would lose money if he were cut, even though they would have the cap number there.
I think in some ways, and this is maybe a bit of a stretch, but like you could almost look at Goddard as a free agent. Like he is going to play for whoever will pay him the most money for the most part. Now, obviously, there's a trade component to this. So let's say the Chargers say, we'll give you $8 million a year for 3 years, right? That's probably more than the Eagles are willing to pay him, but Like, the Chargers would then have to come up with compensation. I just don't think the Eagles are going to look for much compensation. So I think the bigger roadblock to him being traded now is the financial aspect of it, and probably him not being valued around the league the way he probably feels he should be.
Yeah, I just think they're a better team with him on the team at this point. Like, you didn't get anything for him. Like,
yeah. Goddard's an interesting player because I agree Goddard is a very good tight end. He made huge plays for them last year. I also think if you remove, like, the name and just look at, like, the production, what do you have, 400 yards last year, 450 yards? Yeah. I mean, it was not a – he's not a massive part of the offense. So if you look at their offseason, I know they didn't draft a tight end, but drafting the tight end for me would have been more about the future than this year. I think this year they're okay with Harrison Bryant, Kylan Granson, Calcaterra, and they'll just piece it together. I mean, you don't think the three of them – they are not the player Goddard, to be clear, but – Dallas is not a big part of the offense. He's a big blocker for sure, but
they
can get a big block.
He made some really big plays.
He did
this
for sure.
His problem,
but there's only a handful of plays for what it's worth.
His problem is A, staying healthy. B, his role in the offense isn't prominent.
Yep.
So he would almost need to be featured in the offense. So we look at George Kittle's contract he just got yesterday.
Right.
Well, he's the second biggest passing threat in the offense. Yeah. He's going to get the ball. And, you know, he may have to even get it more with Christian McCaffrey being older. But other than Brandon Ayuk, who else are they going to get the ball to in San Francisco?
Yeah, for sure. And that's the other, like, the Josh Sweat situation last year, people compare. It's like, well, why not just make it work like Josh did? Well, when Josh came back, he was basically guaranteed to be the starting
edge
rusher.
He's going to be the starter.
He's going to play a ton of snaps. He's going to be on a high-profile team. He's going to get a chance to earn more money. If I'm Goddard, like, this is my time is now. The only thing that's going to happen for Dallas in a year is he's going to be a year older. That's it. Like, Dallas, who you never know, he's not catching 1,000 yards next year. He just doesn't get enough targets.
I agree.
So, not here. Right.
Not here. Yeah. If he went somewhere else, I think he could do it. But with the Eagles, he's not going to do it. So if I'm him, I don't know. I think the only benefit come back to the Eagles if you're Dallas is, like, you live here already. You're comfortable. You'll have a chance to win. You know the offense. There's not, like, a change of lifestyle. But in terms of upping your value, he's not going to up his value in a year.
I tell you what, I don't know if I want to see him in New York now.
With the Giants, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, the Giants apparently had interest and then lost interest. Now, if you had it initially, you know, you could always circle back.
He'd be a good piece for them. Russ likes to
Russell
throw
Wilson,
ball to the tight end.
Yeah.
I'm watching these damn Giants. Sneaky.
Well, they're
sneaky.
We were saying on the post-draft show, their defensive front is formidable.
It's very good. Mm-hmm.
They have a number one wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good running back. The guy they drafted is a good Singletary, I think his last name is.
They brought him over from Buffalo.
Yeah, good running back.
Mm-hmm.
They have a stable quarterback, at least. One would imagine Russell Wilson is at least passable this year.
He's
would
way
be
better
my guess.
Than what they got last year, too.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Their issue is the offensive line.
I don't need them getting Dallas Goedert.
And that's the offensive line's been their issue now.
And if it's bad, like, none of it, the rest of it doesn't really matter.
I agree. They lost their best offensive lineman 3 games into the season last year. So, but they could.
I'm just saying, I'm watching them. They're sneaky.
They're not going to be pathetic this year. I think they could be an 8-1
team. I don't need
team.
To get them Goddard.
Yeah, well, look, they have a good defensive line for sure. And the other thing, not that this, I think, would, like, add to their win total, but if we were, let's say they had a radio station in New York that talked about sports, right? Like,
barely exists.
That's what I'll, exactly.
For about a year ago, they were strong.
Yeah, they've fallen off.
Yeah, they've really fallen off.
Like, I think Goddard's a smart acquisition from them purely from, like, a cultural standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, he's coming from a winning organization.
A
he's had
rival.
Big playoff games.
Yeah.
Like, they need guys in that locker room that have, like, and now Russell brings that. Russell's won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But guys that have won. So, yeah, I mean, I think if Dallas stays, he will be happy enough. But, like, I think it's probably hard after 2 months of, you know, and Dallas has friends on the team. No, I mean, I think he's
Maddox
still...
is not here anymore.
Yeah, it's true. His boy is not here anymore. But
was Maddox his buddy?
Oh yeah.
Oh, you were here for all this.
Yeah. No. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They, like,
oh, really?
They were roommates for like 6 years.
For a few years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Who got married first? Goddard, right? Because one of them got married.
Is Goddard married? Are either of them married?
I think one of them.
I think
got
they
married.
Both have girlfriends, but
okay, maybe that's what it is.
But they don't live together anymore.
Yeah, they don't live together anymore.
Yeah.
Elliot, we started the show off. Like, I said I was disappointed in the Eagles offseason, in that they're worse coming up this year. And I, after winning the Super Bowl, I was like, let's go get another one. Like, in for the kill, blah, blah. Like, the Eagles are the roster definitely isn't as good as last year. Are you a little, forget about, I know you're not going to say disappointed. Are you a little surprised, I guess, looking now that the offseason's essentially over, there were no, they lost a lot of contributors. They didn't really add a for sure contributor. They added some chances. They didn't. Are you a little surprised at the extent to which this offseason has been as extreme as it has
definitely
been?
Definitely. I'm very surprised at the like longest view in the room approach they're using. I thought it would be much more like, you know, we got a chance to win it next year. Let's go. And they will still have a chance to win it. But it is surprising to me that you hear a lot more about 2026 and 2025 when they make these moves. So that's surprising. And, I think, like, disappointed is probably a fair word. I would maybe use, like, underwhelming more just because they didn't really do anything. Like, I don't think there's not a move they made that I thought, like, why are they doing this? Right? Like, I was fine not paying Josh Sweat, Milton Williams. I was never a huge Chauncey guy. I get that was like the surprise move. So there hasn't been a move where I'm like, what in the world is going on here?
It's just been collectively. Just,
but there also hasn't really been a move where you're like, this is really going to help the team next year. Like, I like Azeez Ojulari. You know, we'll see. I like the Campbell pick, but we'll see. I don't think there's been a move like, now Bryce didn't work out, obviously. But like Bryce Huff and Saquon, you saw those moves and you were like, okay, these guys will be awesome for them next year.
Yeah, you guys
and there hasn't been those moves.
You guys can't see the trees through the forest.
I think I said that for years. Correctly.
Yeah. No.
The forest, that's not correctly.
The forest for the trees.
Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah.
That's
a big expression. That's what I said.
There's no difference. Like, you're right. I agree with you.
The point that I'm making is they are going to win this year because of their offense. They have a high-powered, star-studded offense. Mm-hmm. Like, telling me that we lost Josh Sweat and Milton Williams and Slay and C.J. Gardner-Johnson is the reason why we're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. Had I told you they would be gone, you wouldn't say, well, this is the reason why we're not going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree.
They were, to me, a product of the system and a collection of talent here. We didn't lose an all-pro end. We didn't lose an all-pro corner. We didn't lose an all-pro defensive tackle. He was a rotational
I agree with you 100%. This is why when everyone keeps going, they've lost so much talent on defense. I just don't agree with that. But
I had a star-studded offense.
But I think both things are true.
Like, had we lost AJ, then I would say there's no shot to win the Super Bowl.
Well, they might have Abdul Carter if they did that. But,
yeah. Well, it just next year is squarely on number one. It just is. Next year is on number
one.
The prove it year.
But like last year was also on number one. And like you can say it wasn't. But
just won the damn Super Bowl. What are you talking about? Prove it.
Proved you can play two
games. What are you talking about? Prove it year. You just won the Super Bowl.
Of course it's a prove it year.
It's a prove it year. Everyone
it's not a prove it year.
You guys
it's
not a prove it year.
You guys see the forest for the trees.
Yes. It's of course a prove it year. It's of course a prove it year. We'll get to it next. We can't do it right. It's a shame.
I actually thought about that before I said it and still said it wrong.
Yeah. Oh, the forest for the trees?
I actually thought about it. I was sitting over here listening. Y'all, and I was like, is it forest?
Win some, lose some. Sometimes you have the trees through the forest. Sometimes you have circus and pomp and stuff.
The one I can never get is like in the dugout or like behind baseball, behind the scenes baseball. Like, what do people
inside
say?
Baseball.
Inside baseball.
Seltzer's a big inside baseball.
Oh, I know. He says it all the time, and I can never get it.
215-592-9494. It is Tuesdays with Elliot. We'll fight with him about whether Jahad Campbell is an edge or a linebacker next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.